So I'm so glad to be here this morning. This morning to deliver a message from the Lord. As you can see, it's a very important topic that we probably have heard of, but today you will see it on a different angle. Please do not slumber, do not sleep, because I believe this is a message, a timely message, a message for our time. So the title of it is The Holy Spirit in the Last Days. One more time, sister, thank you for singing that beautiful song. And we want God to change us now. We need change in our lives. We cannot stay the same as 5 days ago or 10 days ago or 20 years ago. We need a change in our lives. So thank you one more time. All right, The Holy Spirit in the Last Days. Hopefully people online will watch and stay with us. And if any of you is watching in display, please do not just delete or change to another one. Stay with me. It's a very important topic, the Holy Spirit in the last days. So let's see what we have here. What is the background of the message? It's very short. Verily, Jesus is speaking right here. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of what? Water. And of who? The Holy Spirit. What can happen? He cannot enter where? In the kingdom of God. So there are two conditions here to get into the kingdom. The first one is to get baptized of what? Water. And the second baptism is what? Of the Holy Spirit. This is the background. The background is, if you are not baptized, if you do not get baptized, both with water and second with the Holy Spirit, there is no hope of salvation. It's clear. Jesus says it. Not me. Not the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, this is capital S, he cannot. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You may, so the principal reasons for being in the church. There are some reasons for being in the church. Let me ask you, why are you in the church? Anybody? To what? It's God's church. I like that. What else? Why are you in the church? Why do you attend church in our church, Seventh-day Adventist Church? Why? So you don't have any reason for being Seventh-day Adventist. Because of the truth. Okay, I like that. But the majority of us do not know the reason they are in the church. Now, you may have noticed that I did not say, we will come back to that. Let me read that for you. Last Saturday, Sabbath, I was preaching in another church. I gave them 6 inclusive reasons or means. Let me say it that way. 6 inclusive, not exclusive. Means for one to be saved. The first one is belief on Christ. Second, water baptism. Third, keeping the 10 commandments. Fourth, faith in God. Fifth, perseverance. And 6, holding fast to the end. Today, I want to add another one. That is the most important of them all. Possession by the Holy Spirit. You may have noticed that I did not say what? If I say possession by the Holy Spirit, I do not say a possession of the Holy Spirit. I say by. What does that mean? It does mean that you do not possess the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not an object. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. The Holy Spirit is God, omnipotent God. You cannot possess him. He possesses you. Even for the evil spirit, when somebody has an evil spirit in him, you say he's a demon possessed. That means the demon possesses that person. So let's keep going. So let me ask a question. Follow closely. Do not sleep. Do not slumber. So if you are smart, I hope all of you are. What is the principal reason for being in the church? To worship God. To be saved. To what? Okay, it's an example to us. Okay, this is to live eternally with Christ. That is the reason. I promise you, if it's not the reason for you, you need to check your... Let me leave it alone. Because we just read. Let me give it to you back. This is it. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So the reason for us to be here, to serve the Lord in his church, is to have eternal life in Jesus Christ and to worship God, as somebody has said earlier. All right. Now, one question. Did he need him? Who is he? Jesus. Who is him? Holy Spirit. How do you know? Did Jesus need the Holy Spirit? Anybody? Did Jesus need the Holy Spirit? Nobody want to say anything. When he was on earth, he needed the Holy Spirit. That's what my sister said, my bio sister. Let's see that. Anybody? No? Okay. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus is saying that. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. What is the purpose for anointing Jesus by the Holy Spirit? To preach the gospel. To whom? The poor, which we are. What is another reason for having the Holy Spirit? He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To do what again? To preach deliverance to the captives. What else? And recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and finally, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That is Jesus. Now, my question to you, if Jesus needs the Holy Spirit to do what he did, why not us? We are not yet at the core of the message. We just started. The message has twofold goals. The first one, to show that the Holy Spirit is a divine person. Are you with me? That's the first reason for preaching this message. The second reason is that without the Holy Spirit, salvation is just a dream. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, or if the Holy Spirit does not possess you, the dream of having the eternal life in Jesus Christ will never be materialized. So, I'm not praying now, but let us pray together. Dear Father, I'm going to go deep in this message that you have entrusted me to deliver to your people in this church and online. Please, let the Holy Spirit possess me, that through me, he may speak to your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. I do not know why. Do you know why? I do not know why many in our ranks are fighting the only agent on earth sent by heaven to save them from eternal life. There are many church members who call themselves Seventh-day Adventists who are fighting the Holy Spirit, and they are also fighting Jesus Christ, two entities without whom it is impossible, not even in your dream, you will inherit the kingdom. You don't have Jesus, there is no eternal life. You don't have the Holy Spirit, you will not have it neither. So, brothers and sisters, about that person, about the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? In Matthew 1 verse 18, now the birth, this is the Bible, not Jesus saying that. This is Matthew saying it. Follow me closely. We are talking about the Holy Spirit being a divine person. A divine person. What does that mean? The Holy Spirit is God. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He is God. And I will give you for the rest of this message that the Holy Spirit is God. And if you don't have him, if you fight him, you will not have him. Or he will not have you. If the Holy Spirit cannot possess you, there's no way you can enter into the kingdom. Now the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, let's see that. How was Jesus begotten? And by whom? Any guess? Okay. Can somebody say, no. Tell me if I am a begotter. Begotter, the one who begots. Am I a begotter? Yes. How do you say that I am a begotter? I have children. So I begot three children. And Nanny, she wants me to call her Nanny. Naner, okay. And Stitches, three daughters. Actually, my wife is my first daughter. No? Okay, I'm sorry. So follow me closely. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to whom? Joseph. Before they came together. That means they were not in the home together. They were not legally married yet. But they engaged. That was a form of marriage, but not legally to live together. Okay. Before they came together, she was found with child. What does that mean? She was pregnant. Now, who was the father of the child that Mary had, according to this text? The Holy Spirit. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. When they saw my wife with her belly like that, she cannot walk or work. Who do you think they held responsible for that? Me. Me. So, who is the father of Jesus? Where do you get this at or from? The Bible. What does the Bible say? But while Joseph was thinking about the fact that Mary was pregnant, the angel of the Lord, it was Gabriel, appeared unto Joseph in a dream. What was the mission of the angel? Saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee who? Mary. Why? Why did the angel ask Joseph to take Mary as his wife? They were engaged, but she was with child without having an affair with Joseph. I need to know where that comes from. Otherwise, I will separate with you. And the angel said, nope. You don't know yet. Be careful. You don't know where the son is coming, where the child is coming from. It says, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Who is the father of Jesus Christ? Okay. Do I say it or the Bible? Okay. So let me ask a question. If the Holy Ghost is not a divine person, how would Mary be pregnant of him? He is a person. It is either you get pregnant. I was about to say the other one. By a person or by an animal. The Holy Spirit is a person. Now, our problem is that we don't know the characteristics of a person. We believe that a person should be a physical person. Don't forget, we were created in the image of God. That means God is a person. In his likeness, that means God has a spirit, not a person as a spirit of God. Are you following? You will understand. You will understand. So, why does the text say that Jesus will be called the Son of God? If the Holy Spirit was not God, I need you to take with me. So the third person of the Godhead is a comforter. This is one of the characteristics of a person. You need to be able to comfort somebody who is in pain. What does it say? John 16 verse 7. Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him. Now. What is him? If you were to analyze this word, what is him? It is a pronoun. Is it any type of pronoun? No, it is a personal pronoun. Is it singular or plural? Singular. Is it a man or a woman? Him is a man. So the Holy Spirit, who is a comforter, is a person, is a man, not a man like us, a male. A male, not man, a male. And he is the Son of God. The Bible said the Son of God. Okay. Let's keep going. The work of the Comforter. Let's see. It says, Jesus continues, and when he, talking about the Holy Spirit, the third, singular, this is pronoun, replacing the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will do what? Reprove. How an animal can reprove? How an object can reprove? You've got to be a person, an intelligent being, to reprove. And of what? The word of sin. Think about it. The Holy Spirit will reprove the world of sin. If you do something bad, immediately the Holy Spirit comes up and tells you that what you said or what you did or what you've been thinking about is a sin. Ask forgiveness. So he is a person. You may not be able to see him, but he is a person and a male. He will also reprove of righteousness and judgment. We will come back to judgment later on. The work of the Holy Spirit continued. What does it say? Jesus said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of the truth is come, he, a person, he will guide you into all truth. That the job of the Holy Spirit to guide us into the truth, into all the truth. You and I cannot do it. Because we don't know all the truth. But the Holy Spirit does. That's why he is the only one able to do that. He shall not speak of himself. As when Jesus was on earth, he did not speak of himself. He spoke. Who spoke through him? The Father. Who was the Father, by the way, who spoke through Jesus Christ? You will see it. Who spoke through Jesus Christ? For he shall not speak. He speaks. He speaks. I know that some parents do speak when you teach them a lot, but the Holy Spirit is not a parrot. Give me a break. But whatsoever he shall hear, the Holy Spirit hears. That shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now, tell me what that tells you. He will show you things to come. What does that tell you? Prophecy. The Holy Spirit predicts things, and through dream he talks to you of visions. He tells you probably. The Holy Spirit does not say probably. I am saying probably. In 5 years there will be Sunday law. I said that. But the Holy Spirit doesn't live in time. The Holy Spirit is an eternal being. Now, Look at the description of the Holy Spirit. Guide the church in the truth. Speak not of himself. Show the things to come. Predict on the future. He prophesies. And in verse 13, he reproves of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now, let's see. Additional duties of the Holy Spirit. What does it say? Jesus said, it states, he shall glorify me, for he shall show it unto you. The Holy Spirit shall show the glory of Jesus Christ to the church. John 16, verse 14. He shall glorify me. So, let's see what we can get from this in my name. Jesus repeats, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, come, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and brings to you remembrance. Don't we know that when we get to the bad time, the dreadful time, the Bible says, do not think about what you will say, because the Holy Spirit will tell you at the same time what you ought to do, what you ought to say, and brings to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you, whatsoever. Now, spirit versus spirit. What does that say? Among those who hope to degrade the Holy Spirit are those who say that the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God, meaning the mind of God or the soul of God. Have you heard that? People say, okay, this is just the Spirit of God. As you have your own spirit, so is God. God has his own spirit. This is the spirit that God has right here that he sends to us. This is the same spirit that God has here that he gave to Jesus Christ. This a lot of, I don't know. Now, I want you to think with me, since when the mind or spirit or soul of someone was able to disincarnate, can your spirit disincarnate? You know what I'm saying? Can your spirit leave your body and go somewhere else? What do you call this? Spiritualism. So when somebody, without knowing, tells you that the Spirit of God is his spirit that goes all over, and that the Holy Spirit is not a divine person, the third person of divinity, this is spiritualism. Spiritualism. So, and they say that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. The Bible says it, but they need to understand the context. That means the Father shares his Spirit with Jesus. They mean that there are two people in the Godhead. The Father and Jesus. The Holy Spirit is kind of like bridge between them. They share the same mindset. This new doctrine seems to be spiritualism preached in Eden when Satan said to Eve, she shall not surely die. Since that time, this lie has been preached on sacred pulpit, even in some Adventist circles. Now, let's see. Two great errors. Through the two great errors, this is where I got it from. The immortality of the soul and Sunday sacredness. You know what the immortality of the soul is? You know, Catholic Church and Protestant churches are preaching when you die, you go to heaven. Now, when you debate that with them using Bible verses, they tell you, no, this it is not what you believe. Their bodies stay in the tomb and their spirit go where? To heaven. This is a big lie coming from Eden. A sermon preached by the devil to Eve. Satan will bring the people under his deception. While the former immortality of the soul lays the foundation of spiritualism, the latter creates a bond of sympathy with Rome. We will not be talking about the last part of it. But this is spiritualism. I don't care who says it. This is spiritualism. The spirit of God, his mindset does not leave him to go anywhere. The way that people are saying it. You understand that? Okay, let's keep going. The spirit of the Lord. Now, the Lord says, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. So because the Lord says, my spirit, that's one of the texts they use. Because the Lord said, my spirit, they said, oh, this is my spirit. Okay. So when you have the Holy Spirit, one thing that you will do, you will walk in the statutes of the Lord. You will keep his judgment and you will do them. And by the way, in this context, the judgment of the Lord can be substituted to the Ten Commandments. All right. Let's keep going. So the spirit of Jesus wrongly understood. Let's see what it says. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, he that the spirit is, okay, the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's what is important to me. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Let me say it again. If any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. All right, let's keep going. We will see what that means. This is the same spirit who descended upon Jesus at his baptism. When the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. This is the Father. I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit. The Father said that. And what happens when the Father says that? The Holy Spirit descended upon whom? Jesus in the form of a dove. Okay. So how many persons do you see at the baptism of Jesus Christ? Three. The Father who speaks. The Holy Spirit who descends upon him. And Jesus Christ coming out of the water. Three persons. But still, they find a way to get away with their lies, their new doctrines. Let's keep going. You will see. Many believe that because the Holy Spirit in some texts is called the Spirit of God or Spirit of Jesus Christ, it's the same thing we were talking about. Let me keep going. Warning, warning, warning. Jesus says, and whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, what will happen? What will happen? Please, be with me. It shall be forgiven him. How many times have we not sinned against Jesus? And how many times have we been forgiven? Every time that we ask forgiveness, Jesus forgives. Am I correct? All right. But Jesus cautions. He said, but whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, who is the Holy Ghost? The third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. Whosoever speaketh against the Holy Spirit, those people who are trying to degrade the Holy Spirit, are they not speaking against him? There is danger They are speaking against the Holy Spirit. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. You dead meat. And the fire will devour you. Yeah. Except if you repent as soon as you can. Fire will devour you. And if the Holy Spirit is Jesus or the Father themselves, why should there be two levels of sin in gravity against one person? Jesus said, if you sin against him, you will be forgiven. Okay. But you say that the Holy Spirit is Jesus himself. They say that too. If you say that the Holy Spirit is Jesus himself, that means you can sin against Jesus Christ and you get forgiven. And Jesus said, if you sin against me, you will not be forgiven. Foolishness. Why should Jesus say a sin against himself will be forgiven and a sin against himself again will not be forgiven? Clear warning. The warning is against those who dare speak against the Holy Spirit. Many of us dare equate the Holy Spirit to the wind. Because the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit manifesting himself in the form of the wind. And they say that the Holy Spirit is wind. Or the fire. Or anything else. They say the Holy Spirit is a wind, an energy, or fire. The Bible teaches that the action of the Holy Ghost is similar to natural things that God created. But he's not, the Holy Spirit is not those created things. The Holy Spirit is God. And the Holy Spirit is creator. I will show it to you. This is irreverential to God, the Holy Ghost. And it is very dangerous to say that the Holy Spirit is the wind or the water or the fire or the trees or whatever you want to equate him to. And I will tell you what this is. We just spoke about spiritualism. When you say that the Holy Spirit is the mind of God. Now let's see a little bit further. Because this is spiritualism. Let's see a little bit further. Those who engage or who are those who engage or who are adepts to this teaching foster what? Foster what? A pantheistic view. P-A-N-T-H-E-I-S-T-I-C. Pantheistic view. What is that? Let me show you. What is pantheism? Pantheism is the belief that the universe and everything within is divine. Essentially, identifying God with nature or the cosmos. When you identify God with nature, you say that this is God, a created thing, and you say it is God. I don't care if you call it water or the sun or the moon or wind or fire. When you say that, this is called pantheism. This is spiritualism. Now, pantheists typically reject the idea of a personal God. That's why they say that the Holy Spirit is not a person. Pantheists typically reject the idea of a personal God who intervenes in the world or who judges human actions. Now, pantheism today, this is what Sister White says. The warnings of the Word of God regarding the perils surrounding the Christian church. The Christian church? Seventh-day Adventist church. Belong to us today. Sister White is speaking here. As in the days of the apostles, men tried by tradition and philosophy to destroy faith in the scriptures. So today, by the pleasing sentiment of higher criticism, these people want to show they have critical thinking. They can have higher thinking. Higher criticism. I fly above you. I know more than you do. Higher criticism, evolution, spiritualism, theosophy, and pantheism. The enemy of righteousness is seeking to lead souls into what? Forbidden path. Whether you call it higher criticism, they criticize the Bible. Yesterday I met somebody who said she does not believe the Bible. She is agnostic. You saw me talking to her in the back room. But let me not talk about it. Leave it alone. Spiritualism, theosophy, and pantheism. We need to be careful about these things, and we need to know what is the doctrine behind all of them. Sister White may continue. To many, the Bible is a lamp without oil. What does oil represent? Holy Spirit. That means if you don't have the Holy Spirit, they will supply it by what? Evil spirit. Without knowing it, they do it. And the evil spirit do not care. Whether you know it or not, they will get you. Because you adventure into the ground. They will get you. Because they have turned their minds into channels of speculative belief, things that they don't even know. They try to explain. This is speculative belief that bring misunderstanding and confusion. The work of higher criticism in dissecting, conjecturing, and reconstructing is destroying faith in the Bible as a divine revelation. It is robbing God's word of power to control, uplift, and inspire human lives. Brothers and sisters, it says, the Lord says, to whom will ye liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? Look, God is not even complaining about people comparing him with things in nature. He is complaining that people are comparing him with human beings. He said, to whom? Or with evil spirit. To whom? I am not like them. We are incomparable. We cannot be compared. Do not please compare me to anything. And that brings me to this. He does not even, okay, that brings me to that. Let's see that. It says, lift up your eyes on high and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them by all by names and by the greatness of his might, for that He is strong in power, not one faileth. Okay, the Holy Spirit created. The Spirit, this is Job speaking, the first book of the Bible. It is not Genesis, the first book. It is Job. The Spirit of God hath made me. When you say somebody made you, what does that mean? Created you. The Spirit of God hath made me. The Holy Spirit is creator. And the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. What is the breath of the Almighty? The Holy Spirit has given me life. Okay. Comparing anything to God is idolatry. Thou shalt not have unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not have unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. That's a part of the Ten Commandments. So, let the truth for this time be kept before them. Never, never repeat the spiritualistic sentiments, the strange, misleading theories which are for years been common. That's Sister White saying that. Don't allow that to happen to you. I'm trying to go faster to finish. Jesus says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the first person, in the name of the Son, second person, two names, in the name of the Holy Ghost, third person, three names. As easy as that. So manifestation of the Holy Ghost. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a washing mighty rain, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Mighty wind. The Holy Spirit manifested himself as a mighty wind, but the Holy Spirit is not wind. Like, you will see that the Holy Spirit gave them the opportunity to preach the gospel, and 5,000 people got baptized by whom? By Peter. In one day after receiving the Holy Spirit. That's one purpose for having the Holy Spirit. We shall prophesy. We saw it. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we shall prophesy. Then they that gladly receive his word were baptized. About 3,000, not 5,000. 3,000. Then they that gladly received, we saw it again. Let's keep going. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. What does it say? Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servant of our God in their foreheads. Now, who will seal us? If you don't have the Holy Spirit, or if the Holy Spirit does not possess you, he will not be able to seal you. It says, and I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, you know it, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of water. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you will never be able to preach. You may be preaching, crying, yelling, and screaming, but no one will feel anything. They may be jumping up and down, but this is not the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So, brothers and sisters, let's keep going. The second angel and third angel, message. What does it say? And there followed another angel from Babylon, is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. We will be preaching that message. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his message, no, image, and receive his mark
in his forehead. One more time. How many lobes? Two lobes. That's where, if you check it online, you will see every good decision, every decision that you make comes from here. Intelligent or not, comes from here. That's why God will put his seal right here in our forehead. Okay, and it says later on, the third angel is clear. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out the seven last plagues. This is the seven last plagues. You don't have the Holy Spirit, you will receive the seven last plagues. Like the Egyptians received the plagues, and the last one was what? The death. Firstborn of animals and human beings were all dead except for whom? Those who had the seal of God on the post. Okay? Keep going. We're almost through. Please, do not be discouraged. It's a little bit lengthy, but I love you. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is falling, and it's become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean spirit, or hateful bird. And what does it say later? All nations are concerned. All nations. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are wax rich through the abundance of her delicacies. We may be preaching that today, but when the Holy Spirit descends upon the church, has it descended upon the people in the Pentecost, what will happen? We will not receive it. If we don't receive it, it's over. It's over. Now, it says, who will empower us? Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Don't talk against the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Why? Because he is the agent sealing for redemption, whereby ye are sealed. Whereby does not mean that he is the seal. Whereby it says that he is the agent. The Holy Spirit is the agent sealing people. You talk against him, you will not be sealed. You are sealed unto the day of redemption. Keep going. We're almost through. Wait. For Christ, from Christ all truth radiates. Apart from Christ, science is misleading and philosophy is foolishness. Those who are separated from the Savior will advance theories which originate with the wily or wily foe. Christ's life stands out as the contrast of all false science, all erroneous theories, all misleading methods. Pretenders will arise with theories that have no foundation in the Word of God. We are to hold aloft the banner bearing the inscription, the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. We are to hold the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end. Let no one attempt to dilute truth with a mixture of sophistry. Those who said that the Holy Spirit is not a divine person, they use the Bible. And they mingle the truth with error. That's where many church members are getting deceived because they don't know their Bible. Watch out, my brothers and sisters. If you don't know the Bible, they will deceive you because they use the Bible. Finally, let no one attempt to tear down the foundation of our faith or to spoil the pattern by bringing into the web. Sister White was talking in her time. There was no website. There was web. But taking it into our day by bringing into the website threads like Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, where people lie the most. Not one thread of pantheism is to be drawn into the web. The lies that some of us are preaching on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, on whatever, Sister White says, do not put them on the web. Centrality, oneness to soul and body is always the soul, the result of drawing these threads into the web. Brothers and sisters, we come to the end of our message. It takes some time. I'm sorry, but you've got to hear that. And you have to share it with others. Let us believe in the Bible, not in any man, not in Elias, not in pastor, not in the president of our conference. We don't believe any man. We believe Christ and Christ alone. We read the Bible. We pray upon it. God will see us through. And when Jesus comes, I promise you, as he did in the time of Moses, putting the seal on the head of the Israelite by the blood put on the doorpost, Jesus, by the Holy Spirit and the angels, will seal us. And we will be saved forever. We will live for him. And we will be glad. I will be glad to see you. Let me see the hand of those that I will see there. By God's grace. Amen, 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 amen. Every one of us should be there by God's grace. Lord bless you.